This weekend, last year, the first COVID-19 case was reported in the state. A year that has changed everything. Loved ones lost, society transformed, and life in lockdowns. Cian McCormack looks back at the pandemic, which has shadowed everything we've done over the last 12 months.
So, good evening, everybody, and thank you all for coming in.
February 29th, 2020.
We're holding this press briefing to confirm that Ireland has had its first case diagnosed of COVID-19.
March 11th saw the first fatality.
The first COVID-19 related death has been confirmed in Ireland on the day the World Health Organization declared the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic.
The following day, the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced the first restrictions from Washington.
Acting together as one nation, we can save many lives. Lost time in school or college will be recovered, and in time, our lives will go back to normal.
Despite assurances, there was panic buying.
But I mean, I went into a couple of big supermarkets yesterday, just after the announcement was made by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and the sense of fear was palpable in every single aisle. People were talking on their mobile phones, they were talking to their loved ones, going, what am I going to get? There's no pasta, there's no tinned tomatoes.
From the outset, there was a race to find the vaccine. And in May, this was the prediction from scientists.
The 12 to 18 month forecast is still the best guess.
The end of June saw Ireland enter phase three of the government's easing of COVID-19 restrictions.
We've been locked up for 1 to 2 months. The children are going mental.
These were the views of people in Lahinch as they could travel again, and as cafes, restaurants, hotels, beauty salons and hairdressers opened.
We're going to restrict our foreign travel until next year.
The restaurants and cafes, I know, are all very excited to reopen. They've obviously been one of the hardest hit because it's just been a complete cessation of trading.
August saw outbreaks in meat factories and county lockdowns. By October, the second COVID-19 wave was well rooted and government rejected the National Public Emergency Team's recommendation to place the entire country under Level 5 restrictions.
But we heard them out, sat down with them today as ministers for more than 2 hours, allowed them to make their case, had a cabinet meeting, considered it very carefully, and we decided not to accept the advice at this time.
But later in October, government did a U-turn. Ireland moved to Level 5 restrictions, and on November 27th, it was announced restrictions would be relaxed in a phased basis for Christmas.
The government and I are satisfied that this combination of new arrangements strikes a safe balance between maintaining the pressure on the disease and creating space for families, friends and loved ones to be together this Christmas. After Christmas comes the new year. The days will start to lengthen again, and we can face into 2021 with renewed hope.
There was mixed reaction from people.
OK, we paid a price in January, we'll pay the price, but give it a try.
I think people should just stay local. I think once you start mixing, it's going to be a problem.
As vaccinations began in Northern Ireland, hope was on the horizon. Then, days before Christmas, the Taoiseach delivered this message.
From Christmas Eve until the 12th of January 2021, the government has agreed to return to Level 5 of the Plan for Living with COVID with a number of specific adjustments.
The first vaccine in Ireland was administered on December 30th, but January and February saw a health system overburdened and escalating numbers of infections and deaths.
The virus is absolutely rampant now in the community. We know that for a fact. Everybody is at extreme high risk now of contracting the virus.
As lockdown restrictions tightened, family funerals were impacted.
We were all sitting there, all 10 of us with our masks on. Even the sandwiches that we made for the house for the 10 of us and having a cup of tea. Like, we all had to go into separate rooms to eat them. So
can you grieve together?
I don't think so. I don't think we have yet. We have been isolated from each other in grief, you know, where we should be coming together.
Now a year out, government hopes mass vaccinations offer a return to normality, but reaching that normality won't happen immediately.
The vaccination programme will completely change the landscape and transform the options available to us as a society for reopening and renewing our country. We will get through this. We just need to stay focused and get through these next few months safely together.
And that's Taoiseach Micheál Martin ending that look back at the past 12 months by Cian McCormack. And as we were reporting, Gardaí are investigating the discovery of the bodies of two men at a house in Mitchelstown in North County Cork overnight. Now, they've issued an appeal to trace a red Toyota, a Corolla van, registration 03WW1556. And members of the public are asked not to approach this van and to dial 999 immediately if they see it. We'll have more details from our Southern editor coming up just after 8. It's 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.